Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
You ever get an offer for an iPhone that you didn't order, but the deal is so good, you're like, should I do this? You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's a scam alert, or is this a true deal here? I got a call about a phone I supposedly ordered. You know what? I'm going to play the clip for you here, because it starts with a lot of music. My phone went off during the show, and Elizabeth is like, who's calling you?
And it kept ringing. Okay.
Calling regarding your recent order for an iPhone 17 Pro worth $789 with our company.
What?
If you have any questions about your order or this was not you, please call us back to prevent further processing. Thank you for shopping with us.
Okay, so I'm thinking, well, I didn't order a phone. I know,
well,
I didn't order a phone.
Look how the message started. There's the music, then there's just like background noise.
It's almost like she turned around.
It's inaudible.
Quiet, I got him on the phone. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Okay, here we go.
Radar, can I play for you what I have on my phone, too?
What do you have? Go ahead.
I think it's something similar. Let me play this message. Let's see if you can hear this. Wait, I'm going to put this on speakerphone.
Oh, my gosh. That's the same music. Where are you from? And it goes on.
Listen.
And yeah, goes on and on.
And then she'll come on here.
The payment of $1,099 for the recent order of Apple iPhone 17 Pro on your account. If you do not authorize this payment, please press 1 to speak to our customer support representative.
What?
What is going on here?
We have the exact same call?
What is going on here?
This can't be real.
Okay, so you're sitting there going, it can't be real. Should I call back, though? Should you call back and say, whoa, I didn't authorize that? Or just ignore this, but what if they got a hold of
something?
Because
it's scary to think, I have a $1,099 payment of an iPhone that I did not buy.
I got the
deal. I know I didn't buy this because I still have the old iPhone.
I got the better deal, $789.
What the heck?
I got $300 off.
What the heck? Wait, that's not fair. Hang on.
So I'm wondering about this, and then we thought, you know what? We need to get friend of the show and fellow mixer, IT William, who works in cybersecurity, try and get him on the phone. He's not able to join us. He texted me late last night, but he said, you know what? I'll leave you a little message here on what to do about this, what this call is all about. And I'm sure a lot of you at this point are going, oh, it's probably a scam. Right, but it does say you got to call back, otherwise we're going to keep processing.
You think you're going to be charged for this iPhone.
What's going to happen here? But this is IT William to let you know what to do with this call when you get it and what this call is all about.
This is a classic refund scam targeting your logic by triggering your panic. The voicemail we're looking at claims a recent order was placed for an iPhone 17 Pro worth $789.
Great deal.
Immediately, your brain sees that dollar amount and wants to stop the charge. The script even uses the phrase, call us back to prevent further processing. Notice they never say, this is Apple. They use vague terms like our company and shopping with us. There are two major red flags here. The price hook: an iPhone 17 Pro for $789 is a fabricated price designed to be believable yet concerning enough to force a callback. The resolution gap: they don't provide an order number or a secure portal link. They want you on the phone so they can socially engineer your credit card or login info under the guise of canceling the fake order. If you get this message, do not call the number provided. Log into your actual bank account through their official website to verify your transactions. Don't let a 200-character script dictate your security. Stay safe out there.
Okay, so...
Wow, IT William, well said. He's like, stay safe out there, friends.
And remember what we talked about on the show earlier.
He loves all of us mixers. Look at him looking out for all of us.
If you do answer that, they want to get you on the phone to say things like, yes, confirm, those types of things, because then they can use those words.
What are the last four digits of your credit card so we can make sure that it's not going to process?
But even those words, because they can just take AI and put your voice in there so that when they call the bank, the voice recognizes your, or the bank recognizes your voice, saying confirm, yes, and they just type in, I would like to take a big loan, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes.
But you can see how it causes that panic to think you're going to be charged $800 for something that you didn't buy or you didn't want. And they're leaning into that panic, like IT Williams said.
Exactly.
Very well explained, though, by IT Williams. I mean, talk about someone that has the heart of a teacher to try to explain all this to us. But you know how life is. You're making these purchases, you're buying things. Maybe you've got other family members that buy things through your account, your kids, spouses. You're trying to keep track of all of it.
And is this my Amazon account calling me?
Exactly. You have other phone calls you need to get to, and we're all going a mile a minute, but take a second to pause.
Don't call that number back.
No, instead we call IT William. That's the number that we call to get the answers on what the heck this really means.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.